lungs. The smell of smoke greets them as they sit together at the top of a mountain in southern Appalachia. They sit wondering about the fires in the lungs of the world, the Brazilian rainforest. They wonder if they're breathing air, or is air breathing them? They pause and breathe out smoke, weariness, chemicals, busyness. They settle into theory walking, story talking. They breathe in community, beauty, liminality, relaxation. Three women are writing the story of living despite the sixth mass extinction. They talk about how what is discarded as trash is later ingested. They notice bird songs, twisted limbs, and different wildflowers since their last walk here. They walk the Lost Province loop in the traces of other human and other than human beings, including people escaping slavery, hiding in caves near where they walk. She recounts how she had grown up a minister's daughter and how her church was a stop on the Underground Railroad. They share a potluck meal of a colorful harvest of fruits and vegetables and handmade sweets from a local farmer's market, set on a table covered with linen, a design stitched in cobalt blue. As they eat, sounds surround them, families talking to children, birds singing, cars coming and going, motorcycle engines running, a kazoo humming, a symphony of sound on this holiday and football game weekend. She invites them to create with the items she's gathered from her home, fabric from her wedding dress worn 35 years ago, yarn made from recycled silk saris, embroidered floss, and a large bag of beads, costume jewelry, and various baubles. She tells the story of her friend and her friend's mother and the sacred sorting of a lifetime of matter, including the beads. The baubles and beads find their way into prayer beads, a small altar, and a blessing represented by animal-shaped stone, bone, shell, and wood beads, wrapped in felt, secured with a multicolored silk yarn. Journey of the Beads. We travel to a place neither of us call home, a sacred sorting of artifacts of a mother, a crone. 20 years of life lived looking out of her senior living apartment window at the Appalachian Mountains. I turn book spines skyward and shuffle winged pages, pressed flowers, four-leaf clovers, lottery tickets, intended bookmarks, and assumed bookmarks of candy wrappers, receipts, notes, bills, magazine clippings, photos, postcards, Kleenex, blank 3x5 note cards, and small slips of paper with notes and lists shower down from the pages. Poetry and prose, romance, mystery, self-help, and daily meditation books are sorted, unraveling a life of a maiden, mother, crone, as she heads to the last house on the road, as she liked to say. Her daughter, my dear friend, sorts items into like objects, including the dragonfly collection that she and her mother gift to other seniors in the building and the nurses and therapists at the rehab she currently resides at. I sleep in a hospital bed in her mother's bedroom. Her daughter sorts hospital equipment, jewelry, linen, scarves, clothes, kitchen items. My friend fills the shelves in the free room with items that are quickly adopted by the residents in the senior housing that was once a fancy hotel. In the senior community garden, the items from the free room gradually appear: a sign, a planter, shells, stones, matter rippling from one life outward to seek its own journey. A feast of food, art supplies, and friendship spreads prayers of justice, and they are satiated until they meet again. They wonder, what are the desperate consequences of environmental and climate change on marginalized people? How are they connected to the fires in the Amazon, a deceased woman elder, the smoke, and the beads?